You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. I mean, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's Boomer, it's hour number three, dude.
Man, three. I like it. Number three.
Apparently Monday is going by fast. Yeah. But anyway, hey, listen, we're gonna move topics, all right? Number three on the Triple Dipper, I call it flashpoints. So flashpoints, those places where something could happen to create a larger flash, all right? I mean, you gotta watch certain areas because they're hot, they've got a short fuse. Those flashpoints are important. One of those flashpoints continues to, and don't lose sight of this, I've said multiple times, in my opinion, what's happening in Ukraine is one of the biggest stories of the decade. And there are frustrations among conservatives, me included, with whether or not there's enough accountability for the amount of money we're sending over there. I get it. But you cannot deny that if we just sat back and said, hey, Putin, have your way, it would be a whole new world in Eastern Europe, or for that matter, Western Europe. The Baltic states. I mean, if we don't see him stopped, if we don't see the Russian bear stopped at Ukraine, then what's next? That's my position on it. I don't want to see any U.S. forces over there. I don't. But I don't want to sit idly by and go, well, you know, on our watch, we just let that happen. So it's a balancing act. And I don't know that we've been doing everything right, but we've been doing something. And so I got to give some props to the Biden administration for making sure that it doesn't just – although I will say this, I don't know that Putin would have invaded had it been Trump in office. And I think that's fair to say. That being said, let me move to it. I always want to make sure we remember the human factor. Because, yes, it's a force-on-force war. Ukrainians have been just putting the wood to the Russians. Russians appear to be ill-equipped and undermanned and outgunned in some ways, but there's a human factor. And on the ground, it's tough right now. My friend Chris May, who we sometimes refer to as Boomer Daddy.
That's right, Boomer Dad.
But Boomer Daddy and has been on the show. How many times have you been on now? Like four or five times,
yeah,
at least?
Yeah, and I'm loving it every time.
Thank you. Longer than Boomer's been on the show.
That's right. Let's remember that.
That's right. You were here first. I you know what? I also want to point out that, folks, the Right Side Radio logo was designed by my friend Chris May.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, hey, by the way, I got to tell you something real quick. It's a total aside, since you're sitting here.
Yeah.
The other day, I was going through an external hard drive thinking we might use it here in the studio. It turns out it was filled with pictures I'd forgotten. I had all these photographs stored on there, and there were tons of family, but there were tons from Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh. They were all in this one hard drive.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, what's this one? What's this one? And I flipped through, and I found a picture of myself in Uzbekistan right before I went in country in Afghanistan, and I was doing a functions check with a squad automatic. It's a machine gun, a squad automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there wearing a Young Life baseball cap and a T-shirt that you designed.
Really?
The Men of Integrity Promise Keeper shirt. Remember that shirt?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I do.
From back in the day?
That was a while ago.
That was like late 90s?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought, you know what? That's kind of cool. There I am about to go to war, and I'm wearing a Chris May T-shirt.
That was, if I remember correctly, that was the Million Man on Washington, D.C.
Which you and I both went to.
That's correct.
That was good times.
In fact, they did too. The boys did.
Oh, I got to go.
You did too?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I was really young.
Yes,
I probably caused more grief than I, you know, that
they actually,
dad enjoyed it.
You actually behaved. You really did. Yeah.
Oh, we are totally off topic right now.
Totally off topic.
What is happening right now? Okay. In case y'all hadn't figured it out, the May family have been friends, dear, dear friends of us for years, like 25 years plus.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get down to business. Ukraine. Chris, you've got a ministry and a heart and a passion for the people of Ukraine, Mercy's Hope,
yes,
and which can be found still at mercieshope.org, I believe.
That's exactly right.
Mercieshope.org, the organization. I used to be on the board with you. But you've been doing work over there and maintaining relationships over there, and it's kind of taken on a new feel with the war.
It has, yeah, yeah.
How are things over there right now?
Actually, just talked with my director. She's overseeing the Mercy, the ministry aspects in Ukraine. She lives in a house that we have that has other girls in the house. And to be honest, just the last couple days have been outright encouraging.
Encouraging.
Okay. Simply because of the retaking of Kherson.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big deal.
And how close is Kherson to, you don't have to say where they are, but how close is it to where your folks are?
I think if you, it would be less of a travel time than it is from us to Gulf Shores.
Okay, so you're looking at 4 or 5 hours away tops.
That's correct.
So, all right, you can feel it from there, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's kind of like being in the same state.
Yep.
What's life on the ground like right now? I know you said encouraging because there's that
news
moment when you realize the Russians pulled out. And for those who don't know, by the way, Kherson. Just recall this, in picture this, and correct me if I'm wrong, southeastern Ukraine, am I right? Kherson area near...
Kherson is actually almost south of Kyiv.
Okay.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if you look at the little peninsula called Crimea, that's the original peninsula that Russia took back in 2014.
Right.
Kherson is just above that, and there's an inlet, like a bay, that goes right on the western side of Crimea,
and that's
where Kherson is.
I was picturing the whole Donetsk area on the eastern side, so this is down further south.
It is, and it's at the tail end of what they call the land bridge from Donetsk all the way above Crimea, and so the Russians want to keep that, but now they're losing the tip of that.
And is it the Dnieper River, spelled D-N-I-P-E-R?
That's right.
Is an obstacle, really, for military. It's an obstacle.
And it's really, it's if you think of a river, sometimes it's easy to think Kusa River, or something. This looks like a sea on one side sometimes because it's so wide
in
certain areas,
Okay, so the Russians were forced out of Kherson. In my readings on it, it appears that it was a force on force they couldn't sustain, but they also recognized they were about to get trapped.
Correct.
And they had to pull back across the Dnieper, and they blew the bridges so they couldn't be chased by the Ukrainian forces.
Correct, yes.
All right, so in the initial encouragement about that, though, it doesn't mean the power comes back on that there's more food available.
Yeah.
So how are the people doing?
It's difficult right now. This last month, I was not in really, didn't have great communication because of the lack of electricity. Internet was just non-existent. And really the last week, everything is ramped back up gradually.
Really?
So it's been good. But the fact of the matter is, it is a war that is outrageous and severe. And let me tell you this. It's been validated by people I know there that are even serving the military, but those that have come in from other countries, the U.S. and so forth, I've heard several reports, direct stories and reports that they say without exception that this conflict makes the other ones like Iraq and
Afghanistan.
It's just they say this. It's a walk. Those were walk in the park compared to this. It's just that severe.
This is more akin to World War II type devastation, is what we're hearing.
Exactly.
Whole cities being destroyed.
Whole cities. And as a matter of fact, there's no limit on in terms of who's killed. Civilians are fair game, and even to the point, it's just. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Well, you know, one of the things that Charlene and I talk about this sometimes too, and we were talking the other day, I think, and one of us pointed out that what we're seeing here is Putin's attempt to break the will of the people, not just to fight the Ukrainian military, but to try and break the will of the whole people.
Absolutely.
Where are they in that regard? I mean, right now it appears that they have maintained their solidarity and their willingness to take the stand, but that's looking at it from afar. What's the inside say?
Well, actually, I think the Ukrainian people even are astounded themselves at how so resilient not just the military but the people have been, and they've come together like they never thought they really would. You know, the strategy of Russia right now, one of those strategies is trying to hit every major electrical plant. So not just that they wouldn't have electricity, so that they'll freeze to death this winter. And that was incredibly discouraging up until we heard this news about Kherson.
Well, Kherson too was one of the areas that allegedly was annexed. I mean, it was like it was considered part of Russia by the Russians now. You know, sort of a messy election that had an overwhelming majority that wanted to be a part of Russia.
Right. Yeah.
But we're also hearing, you know, some reports say that there have been mass, and they call them evacuations, but they're like deportations almost, like people are being shipped to Russia from the occupied regions, Kherson included.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing that on the ground? Like people are just up and gone, they're on buses being taken away?
Yeah, we're hearing that, although the area we are is not directly affected by that, but there are numerous stories of people against their will being taken out of the country.
To what end? I mean, are they just being taken home as slave labor or just what?
I have no idea. I mean, it's just still it's hard to figure. It really is. Other than the fact that there's not a limit of what's being done. So,
well, Boomer, we got to take a break right now, man. I just sat here getting entranced in the conversation, but we're going to come right back. We're talking to Chris May about life on the ground in Ukraine as he communicates with the people who are involved, associates he has over there, affiliations with other organizations. It's like next level devastation, and it's something to behold. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, we're back on the air right now with my friend Chris May, Boomer Daddy. There's all these titles now. We have Boomer Daddy, Boomer Mama. If Jordan ever makes it over, he's Boomer Brother, just so you know.
Boomer Brother.
Everybody's Boomer something now.
And then my wife can just be Lady Boomer.
Lady Boomer. That's right. First Lady Boomer. There you go. All right. Hey, listen, we're back talking about Ukraine with someone who's got direct contacts on the ground. Chris has been affiliated, started a ministry called Mercy's Hope, and has been working with folks in that region nonstop. Chris, first of all, let me ask you this. What kind of things are y'all doing in the wartime era right now? I mean, it shifted your perspective, your capabilities a little bit. Tell me what you're doing.
Actually, Mercy's Hope is very involved with helping refugee families, displaced families, because the area that we are located has not been directly attacked. Many families, many individuals have fled to that region. And so we're very involved in helping those families. We bring in a great deal of humanitarian aid, food, but also, too, and we have several locations, but one main location is called Grace House. That's where we bring in families. We help them. We have psychological services that help them with the trauma of war.
Wow.
But also, too, just really ministering to them, giving them hope in the fact of this incredibly awful circumstance. And even people now are really being impacted in a positive way.
Well, and it's really something that you already had, that God had put these relationships in place for you to be able to operate like you're doing. And I'm sure that there's been some measure of favor that you know, had you not already been there, it would have been very hard to start it now.
Oh, yeah.
But right. Let me ask you this. In the few minutes we have left, Charlene just texted in, and, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, I have to respond when my wife says something, just Absolutely. Like you do. Yeah. But I know Boomer Mama, she's going to text you, and you're going to have to answer.
Hey, she listens, and she'll go over the whole program, say, Chris, was this really true?
Anyway, but Charlene just reminded me that that we're hearing right now that the Biden administration is actually pressuring the Ukrainians to begin negotiating with Russia. Mm-hmm. And but you just a minute ago pointed out that, you know, on the ground that the people are sort of rallied behind the national will is not dispelled.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I know this for a fact that there's going to be no, and I could say probably down to the one person, there's going to be no support for now giving up. Or at least compromising.
Yeah,
there has been so much unified effort and really just an incredible insurgence of just joining, locking arms, and doing everything they can to save their country. And so now, just to stop and say, hey, let's start negotiating. There's just been so much sacrifice. I can't see that.
Well, I would have to join you in that. I mean, I'm not even seeing the things or talking to the people like you are, but yeah. I just can't imagine, hey, we're winning. Mm-hmm. We just run them out of Kherson.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they destroyed all our stuff.
Yeah.
Now we're going to deal with them.
Right.
I can't see it because you have no reason to believe the Russians would deal in good faith.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this, too. Report came out just a little while ago on one of the screens here in the studio. I was looking up. And so the Ukrainians forced the Russians to vacate Kherson.
Right.
And then Zelensky himself, President Zelensky himself, went to Kherson today mm-hmm. and held a ceremony on the streets with the people.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the average Ukrainian think about their leadership right now? Are they kind of rallied behind them?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the circumstance in Kherson, even though it's been quote-unquote liberated, it's extremely dangerous because of what the Russians have left. There's mines, there's booby yeah. traps, there's,
wow.
it's just proliferated. I mean, there's just all kinds of dangerous circumstances or there are things that are just not easy to maneuver right now
right.
in Kherson because of what they've done. So for him to go and say, hey,
yeah.
you know, I'm here. Follow me, and we're gonna continue to do everything we can to be victorious. It's speaking louder than words.
Well, I would imagine it would, and that's what leadership should do. Leadership should give you not just what to do, but a cause to rally around at the same time.
Right.
I've got one report that says that as winter approaches, Russia has been systematically destroying Ukrainian power stations. And that now that they moved out of Kherson, one of the things that may happen is you may begin seeing the Russians shell it from a distance
mm-hmm.
and drive it into further ruin.
Yeah.
So I think there's still more to watch in that regard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, Chris, mercieshope.org.
Yeah, right.
If they want to know more about you.
Yeah.
And can they support the ministry?
Absolutely. In fact, right now we're receiving more funds. They are in desperate need of electric blankets, so we're going to be gathering that, of flashlights and so forth. So there's much to do to help them.
Mercieshope.org has all the ways they can surprise support if they want to join in.
That's
right.
Yeah,
all right.
Correct.
All right, folks, with my friend Chris May, Boomer Daddy.
Yeah.
First-hand reports of Ukraine. There's my music playing. The pastor hears it. The sermon must be over. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.